I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Hey, everybody. Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond fabulous story. Today, look who we have with us, smiling all the way from the famous network marketing epicenter of the world, Bemidji, Minnesota, Royal Crown Diamond, Connie McDaniel.
Hello, everyone. Nice to be here, Richard. Thank you for having me.
Everybody's looking forward to hearing your story because you have one of the awesome ones. So, ladies and gentlemen, Connie splits her time between Scottsdale, Arizona, and Bemidji, Minnesota. And I just had to tell Connie in the pre-interview that in my era, 40 years ago, Bemidji, Minnesota was actually one of the hot cities in my network marketing company. So it has... It's in the blood, right? It's in the water. It's in the DNA.
Who knew?
there's nobody in network marketing in Bemidji now except you, but how many people live there?
Well, the town is 11,000, but the surrounding areas is 20,000, I suppose.
Wow. Quite the thriving metropolis. Are you the most famous person in Bemidji?
Oh my gosh, no. I don't know if anybody knows me.
You're hiding on the farm.
I'm hiding on the farm.
I love it. Well, everybody, Connie has quite the story, and we're going to get into it and how she got started and why she got started and how she moved from being a consumer of the products to waking up to the idea of building a sales team. That she did. She got started in 1998, so she's one of the almost founding mothers and fathers of Young Living, and today enjoys, let me make sure I get this right, between 5.5 and $7.5 million a month in sales, which makes for about a $70 million network marketing organization. And Connie, this might surprise you.
Yeah, it's surprising to hear the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, with a run rate of $70 million a year in sales, did you know that that places you, if your sales organization were its own network marketing company? You with me?
Yeah.
Like if you were your own network marketing company, not a distributor in Young Living, at $70 million a year in sales, you'd be in the top 120 network marketing companies in North America.
My goosebumps are just going right up my, I never heard it put that way. That's fantastic. I need to go on my team page because they are remarkable. They're responsible. Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, when you let exponential growth run away, when you create it in the beginning and stoke the fires and breathe warm air on it and love and recognition and education and inspiration and challenge, and then you let it grow, it's crazy what it grows into.
Yeah, so legacy, right?
Yeah, for sure. So tell us a story. What were you doing? Where were you? Who were you before you ever heard of Young Living?
So we were an Air Force family, and we had retired early to come back to Bemidji. My parents had a wholesaling company here, and we were going to help them. They were aging and some health issues, and so we came back here to do that. And as family businesses go, that didn't quite work out. So I went back to teaching, I was a veteran teacher, so I was hired by the school district here, and I wrote grants for children in poverty, did some partnerships with the university to help children, and there I was. And so that's where I was back then.
Okay. And so what happened? Who was it? Who said what about Young Living that got your attention?
Well, it actually didn't. There was a lady at our church, and after church, we have like some study classes, and I was in a classroom, and she came and shoved frankincense under my nose. And I was just like, it gave me a headache. It just wasn't the thing to do. And I just kind of backed away, and I thought that was like, whoa, what, you know, that was a little bit of a boundary situation. And at that time, I was married, and my husband at the time felt like we should just be nice and honor her. So we bought a starter kit. And he was a Ironman triathlete. So at that time, we were into like supplements and things like that to stay healthy. Yep. So it made sense. And then my grandmother was a nurse in the early 1900s, and they always made poultices from the garden plants and that. So it sort of made sense, but I wasn't a real, like, it just didn't click for me right away. We just did it to be nice. And, but then we started using it with our family, and it had some benefits there.
So how long were you a Young Living customer before you discovered the income option?
Oh, it was quite a while, maybe 5 years, just kind of using the product. I don't have an exact date on that, but it was quite a while. Mm-hmm.
And what happened that you discovered that there was an opportunity?
So there was a couple of things that kind of came together as a puzzle piece for me personally. Because so in the beginning, I had lost 3 young family members to cancer and prescription drugs, and they were young, in their 30s and 40s, and it really just shook me. And so I started looking at everything. I read everything about causes and environmental factors and all of that. And so I really became driven to share awareness about toxins and other risk factors for people and their health. I was building awareness. And then with the Young Living component, I created a small movement in my own community just called the Healing Home Movement. And my whole passion was just to create awareness. And I gave classes, and I remember asking my dad, because I had done some sales for my dad's company way back when. And I said, Dad, you know, people say I'm doing a great job and they love all my information, but nobody's buying anything. And he said, Sissy, have you asked them? Well, that kind of woke me up that you have to have some skills. Like, you got to close the deal, you know? So that was one of the factors, is building that awareness and then helping people get the product. And I was very product focused, but I was teaching, I was still teaching full time and then doing my awareness a couple times a week. And then the key change for me that opened my eyes to being intentional about the business was, I was working late one night, and I was in my classroom, And a teacher, another colleague of mine, came in and she saw us working late and she said, McDaniel, go home. You know, if something happened to you, the district would have you replaced by tomorrow morning. And your family would be devastated. And that statement just gnawed at me for a few days. And that's when I thought, you know what, I need to put time into building something for my family. And that was the, I would say that was the deciding moment for me to become involved in the business and not dabble, but to really do it intentional.
Beautiful. It's always something like that. Somebody says something, you read something, you hear something, you watch something.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good one. Do you remember who that was?
Yes.
Have you ever acknowledged her for helping to create your $70 million a year business?
Oh, now my eyes just became open because I am friends with her on Facebook now, but we lost track of each other for years. She moved away and I just became friends with her again on Facebook. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am going to get on that.
What's her name? I'm going to prospect her. You have such an incredible story.
What's that, Richard?
You have such an incredible story to use to invite her to just take a look. What's her name? What's her first name?
Val.
That sounds something like Val. You probably don't know it, but you said something to me. I don't know how long ago that was, 20 years ago or something.
Yes.
You said something to me that changed my life and resulted in today I have a $70 million a year business that I own outright, and it's all because of you. And I'm wondering if you'd like to hear the story.
I'm going to do that, Richard. Thank you. Thank you. This is why we need masterminds, because we get each other thinking of people we know from the past.
Yeah. Okay, so you decided to get intentional about building. I'm curious, what did you get intentional about? Like, what skills did you go learn that helped you build, and where did you find them?
Yeah, so the first one was my dad taught me you have to ask, and that was the first skill. And then so that helped quite a bit, just knowing that. And I didn't know any, like, I'm not sure why I didn't, but I, you know, Facebook wasn't a thing then and all of that, so I didn't know, like, there were events and various things. And I think the first training I did was on the tapes by Big Al.
Oh, there you go.
And
Tom Schreider.
Yes. And so that was kind of my first taste. And then the other one was Jim Rohn. I listened to Jim Rohn over and over and over. Although he didn't do skills, it was more of the mindset, where Big Al did the skills. And so that was the first taste of network marketing. I have to say, I want to tell everybody, your audience, that we hear so many unicorn stories. And I used to be a little, I would hold myself back because I didn't have a unicorn story. Mine was such an ordinary story. And you know how you do the comparison, but I'm now very proud of my ordinary story, because I want to tell people that it's okay to have, like, ordinary steps and falling all over yourself and not knowing, and doing the best you can, even though it's not like the unicorns, because you can still grow a fabulous business. I love the fact that this is open to anyone, this business. And yes, there's unicorns, and learn from those unicorns because they're amazing. But it's okay to to create your own inspiration and why and vision for your life. Because as long as you have that desire and you have the vision for your life, you will get past that hometown reality and you will start moving towards that vision every day.
Yeah. Well, you're such a beautiful example of that. And, you know, it's probably a little mind-boggling for people to wrap their head around how big of a business has been built from your humble beginnings. So 4 or 5 years of just using the product. And then, like I asked you to guess, which you probably just have to guess because it was a long time ago, how many people you personally enrolled your first year? And you said 18. And that's on the very low end of what I would expect from somebody that is a Royal Crown Diamond. I would think most Royal Crown Diamonds in the first year of actually building might have enrolled 3 or 4 times that many. So that's a powerful story for people that, you know, they're just getting started and they're, well, how do I do this? And, well, hey, you could be on the Connie McDaniel plan if you just sponsored 1.5 people a month, right? So that's year one. You don't have to be a rocket ship to have a chance to build something of substance. Now, you know, is everybody going to build the Royal Crown Diamond? No. Hardly anybody does, and that's the way it should be. But imagine, folks, how your life could be different if you could just make progress, right? If each year your sales and your income was just 20% bigger than last year, you don't have to get hung up on rank and how big your business is. Maybe instead think about getting hung up on progress. And so I want to show you Connie's progress. Year one executive, which is, that's not a bottle rocket. That's not setting any records, right? That's just sort of methodically figuring it out. As you said, falling all over yourself, failing forward. Year two silver, which is a pretty good pace, right? Some people are still working on silver after 4 or 5 years. Some people get to silver in 6 months, but hey, 2 years to silver. 3 years to gold, that's progress, right? Every year is making more progress. And then it took you 2 more years to get to diamond. And then another year to crown and another year, actually another 2 years to Royal Crown Diamond. So your build went from 2004 through 2013. That's almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. 10 years of building a sales organization, coaching people, inspiring people, recruiting people, educating people. And now, you know, almost 10 years after that, for the last 10 years, you've been the beneficiary of build it once, get paid forever. Mm-hmm. And how many people on your team? That number's not in here. I'm curious. Roughly.
Well, 100,000 on the team, but not everyone orders. I would say about 60,000 order, active orders. But then we have a couple teams that kind of switch back and forth.
Right.
Going back though, Richard, to the progression, I remember being at gold and being satisfied. And I remember, I always want to give credit to one other person at Young Living Corporate, and it's Jordan Thomas. Because I remember, you know, the hometown reality, like gold was like the regular income that we had, and we felt very proud of that, you know. But then we never thought any further. And I remember there was another gentleman at corporate too, but between the two of them, I had asked, what would a platinum number be? And that, so I want to share with everybody, show your income disclosure and talk about income, because when I saw the difference that would make, that's a big game changer. That's a vision that was like, whoa, that's possible. And so I just remember that pivotal point at gold and how significant that was just to ask what it would be.
Yeah.
Well, now we have the income disclosure, but
The income disclosure statement in Young Living is an asset to recruit with.
Yes.
Because it allows you to be 100% transparent. You can show people, look, 95% of the people in Young Living are just customers. 5% might dabble in the income option, but there's only 1% that make any money. And out of that 1%, here's how it breaks out if you actually do the work. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing is, it's not like a lottery, right?
Right.
It's not genetic. Anybody can be part of the 1%.
Yeah.
If they just choose to do the work. The difference between the 1% and the 99% is the 99%, they don't want to do the work, or they dabble like you did in the work. And if you want to be part of the 1% that's in the income disclosure statement, just do the work. In fact, you know, Connie, you and I have been part of a program that suggests if you just ask one person a day to look at Young Living for 60 or 90 days, you've actually done more work, not than 99% of people in Young Living, that more like 99.99% of the people in Young Living. So it's real easy, folks, to elevate yourself into the top echelon of Young Living. Just do the work and do it every day, even if it's 15 minutes a day worth. Mm-hmm. If you did it every day for 90 days, 120 days, you're immediately setting yourself up to rise to the highest ranks, because that's the only difference.
Yes. Yes. And there's some great tips on your interviews here, The Road to Diamond, on just some tips. And I've written some notes as well, which I'm now using with some new builders to make it easy. So thank you for these interviews.
You're welcome. So tell us, Connie, you know, when you built, you made a note here, like it was before Facebook. And in fact, it's a lot of people watching this to go, how is there a before Facebook? How could there have been a before Facebook? You actually started before internet. I mean, internet technically was available in 1998, but people didn't use it. People didn't have it. But that's when you started. You started pre-internet, pre-social media. So building back in those days is different than building when social media was brand new. Social media was being popularized. Now social media is commonplace. What have you found in the last couple of years that's working to inspire and coach and train your team to build? What are some systems, some skills, some attitudes, some resources that you found that work today?
So something that that has worked, I think, in the last couple of years is, I noticed that we're still very product orientated in Young Living. And so I've always loved to teach the business. And in the last year now, I put together, there's an app where you can have yourself filmed, and then it scrolls a script in front of you. So if you get nervous about talking about the business, that helps you. And I found that if people talk about the business to this video, they can always delete it, but it gets them to internalize the concepts of the business. Whether it's about taxes, like this business is all about setting yourself up to be able to deduct your expenses, even your living expenses. And so that's such a huge benefit that it's kind of a no-brainer to have a home business. And Young Living, of course, is a lifestyle business. So to me, it's like, why wouldn't you have it? You're buying all this stuff from Target and it's not even good quality product. So that helps them. And then internalizing just some of the concepts of network marketing and the business model and that sort of thing is reading these scripts over and over again to get a short 2-minute video has been one of the most helpful things to help others talk about the business with confidence. Because by the time you've done 20 takes, you've really internalized that information. So that, I think, is a one thing that I have found that has made a huge difference in helping people talk about the business. And I'm really embracing, I'm so glad that Young Living has created the Rise just to help people get going and having their own guide. Back in the day, I used Randy Gage's Duplication Nation, you know?
Oh, and my gosh.
In my 10-week series on is it helped people to understand the business. But that didn't duplicate the way it should have duplicated, where this script thing is duplicating, because first of all, it's fun. They have a little Facebook light and all of this, so they're having fun, but they're getting the idea of doing these talking business over and over again. And there's so it has blended beautifully with the Rise booklet. So that's one thing. It's been a challenging year with this, because the other thing I think is game changing is I always remember early on learning about the ladder of escalation, meaning that you start with your home classes or your one-on-one coaching, and then you might have something locally, like a, or it could be a retreat or a small retreat at your home. And then the next thing is a bigger event. And, I love to then have those bigger events to kind of get that next level. And that, I would say, is still a game changer. However, this year it's been a little bit different. So,
yeah.
But
you can still do all those events on Zoom. You can do them virtually.
Yes. Well, like the convention was an excellent example of that. However, what I learned from that, though, is if they do that next year, I'm going to have it a little bit different in how we process it as a group. I wasn't sure what to expect, and it turned out just fantastic. So I definitely will plan on that. And the run-through ranks that you've been having, I would say that was one of the events that we can do online, but that has made a difference in people just being intentional about that invite. And now I was just talking to a gal here a couple nights ago. We were at my house, and she was just saying it's just so automatic now. It just comes out. And so that, I think, has been a game changer as well. And then the other thing is showing people, how do you get prospect lists going from online? So I've been really working with people on being more strategic, whether it's Instagram or Facebook, and making that list of people who are engaging with you so that you can start those conversations. Most of us, I mean, that's kind of like a duh. But with some new people, they don't think about that. They're posting, but it's passive. And they haven't gotten the idea that you have to start the conversation.
Yeah, there's a social media strategy that most people use is post and hope.
Yes.
Post something and hope somebody's going to say, oh, tell me more about that. How can I enroll? And that's not how social media really works for people that work it, is you just find out who's interested in talking to you because they engage with you, and then engage with them.
Yes.
Take it offline, take it private, and instead of pitching them, just be curious about them, and magical things will happen from that. So if I could encapsulate, Connie, what you have said, that is working now, it is shifting the focus some, not a lot perhaps, but some, to shed light on the income option, as opposed to all of the focus is on the products. And that's what everybody that I've worked with has found to give people traction. It worked 20 years ago. It worked 10 years ago. It still works today. Why? Because if we could put a camera in everyone's home and eavesdrop on their conversation, yes, people would be talking about health and fitness. And perhaps some people would be talking about essential oils or alternative healthcare. But the number one conversations we would hear people if we eavesdropped would be problems and opportunities that more income could solve and take advantage of. Mm-hmm. And we tend to shy away from that because when we take a product, right, we have an actual experience with the product. So it's real easy for us to talk to people about, well, I tried it. Here's exactly what it did for me.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the income option, you know, we don't have that same visceral experience. Well, I signed up and, you know, I tried the income option, or here's what happened to me. It's more like, well, yes, there's an opportunity, but I'm not sure how it works. And somebody says, well, isn't it a pyramid scheme? And when they go, I hope not.
Well, that's it. Like in the beginning, it's difficult because you don't have success to talk about yet because your paycheck might only be $200. So I remember two stories that I told. One was a lesson that I learned from my dad, and the other one was about taxes and how much we save. So those two stories were what I talked about as far as a business opportunity. Would you like me to share those?
Sure. And let me just preface your tax statement with seek the advice of your tax professional.
Yes.
Because Connie and I are not tax professionals, and saving money on your taxes ought not to be the sole reason why you pursue a home-based business. But it does have very strategic and specific tax advantages that your tax professional can advise you about.
Yes. And
having said that, let it rip, Connie.
Well, and I always preface that too, is you have to be working your business. It has to be a real business. And so the tax benefits is just, everyone can look that up themselves and ask their professional accountant, but it is an excellent business to have. It's an excellent model that allows us to create a plan for our lives in the future. But the lesson that my dad, that I love to share, that my dad taught me, they had a company and we sold to 40 ton of polished agate all across the nation. And so it was a very good business. And one summer I came home and I wanted to make a little extra money. And so my dad said, well, you can open accounts out in the Northeast. We haven't had that area yet. And so I went out east and landed some good accounts. And for me, it was easy because you have the beautiful rocks. They're all packaged up. Of course, they sell in this little souvenir shop. So it wasn't a difficult job to sell. It was really easy. However, my dad offered to me, he said, Sissy, do you want 20% of your new account sale? Or do you want 5% of the lifetime of that account when they reorder? And I needed some money. And so I took the 20%. And that was the biggest entrepreneurial lesson I could have ever learned. And he didn't give in. My dad didn't give in. I had to learn that lesson the hard way. Is that always take the 5% on a lifetime of an account. And so for me, the Young Living Income, the comp plan, you know, it's 8-5-4-4-4, and then you get the additional 3 and all the bonuses. But that, just say average 5% on that account for a lifetime, that is the way to go. And if they always remember that story is, yeah, you can have sales on different things in life, whether it's real estate or whatever, but your income from a network marketing company especially one like Young Living, where our products are just, you can't replace them, you will build a legacy business learning that lesson.
Yeah. And if you add to that the exponential growth factor,
yes,
in Young Living, where you're not just getting 5% of every account you ever set up, but you're getting 5% of every account everybody else set up, and the everybody else can grow into 100,000 people. So I just added up how many people you personally enrolled in the first 5 years, and it was about 75 people. I'm sure you enrolled a lot more since then. But I'll bet 80, 90% of the 100,000 people you have, Connie, came from those first 75. And, you know, that's the beauty of exponential growth, is when everyone can build a sales force, everyone, even the brand new person, then you get exponential growth of the sales force. And when you get exponential growth of the sales force, you get exponential growth of the customer base, because 95% of the people that enroll are just customers, and they're always going to be customers.
Yes.
And if you get 5% of all of that, that's a fortune.
Yes.
And you have created for your family a legacy and a fortune that's going to go on for decades.
Yeah.
And you know, that's pretty extraordinary. I don't know where else in the world you can do that. Can't do it in the aggregate.
Yeah.
Business, I don't think. So last question, Connie. Let's say most of the people that are watching this or listening to this are stars, senior stars, and struggling. We call them the blinking stars, right? They're like, they have flashes of hope and inspiration, but they're not solid yet. They're on solid ground. They want to get to executive, and they definitely want to get to silver. And oh my gosh, they would give anything to become a gold. But is what's holding them back, right? But they don't know, they're afraid, they don't have time, people say no, what if this, what if that? And you have created a career in leadership and coaching of talking to people that are those struggling stars. Let's say most of the people watching this interview are in that category. What would you say, what will you say to those people right now to inspire them to become one of the one?
I think for me, I like to have a conversation like we're having now, but I like to ask them where they'd like to see their family. And then I ask them what's important to them, like as far as service or where they see their kids going or whatever. And once I know that, then I attempt to paint a picture of what it would look like, even with, and I always call it, because my story is the stinking $300 a month. Because sometimes that sounds so small, but that stinking $300 a month can create memories for a family. It can literally create a vacation for some families, because they might not have that, but that's something that can create memories. But then over time, it can really feed their vision for their life. So I always like to share with them that we can spend our time, just like I spent time at school doing so much more than I needed to do. But that time could have been put into my own family and building that legacy. And so just like me, if you start now and take step by step by step each day, one person a day, one person a day, one person a day, you will create that one to two every month. And that will grow a Royal Crown Diamond business. But let's just start by getting you to silver. We're just going to get you to silver. And then after that, it's repeat again and again and again and again. So the inspiration that I can give to you is this business model works. And if you give up some of those extra things in life, like I gave up my book club for a while, I gave up my garden club for a while, and I gave up my after school time, and I started putting it into my future and my children's future. And I was just, with grace and ease, a little time every day adds up to a large amount of time over the years.
Yep. Beautiful, Connie. What a great story. What a great contribution to the history and the current platform in Young Living and the future of Young Living. Your courage and vision and leadership has been.
Thank you.
Everybody out there, who do you know that's a teacher? Mm-hmm. You can send them a link to this interview. Maybe they're on your team already. Maybe they're on your list of people. Who do you know that's a teacher? Here's a teacher that just got excited about the products and started sharing it with people and enrolled a couple of people a month. And look what happens. And it can happen for you too. So thank you all for joining us for another Road to Diamond interview. My mission is to interview every diamond and above in the company. So I don't think I'll ever finish because they're outranking my ability to get them to sit down and talk to me. If you know a diamond and above that's not been interviewed yet, send them my way so that they can inspire everybody in the Young Living community. Thank you so much, Connie. You're a treasure to Young Living.
Thank you so much, Richard.
All right, everybody. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthruRank.com. We'll see you there.